Hey friends, welcome to the Entrepreneur Observer. My name is Richard Hatterman. This is the first show we've done in quite a while, so it's good to be back. Have a new email address. It's R Hatterman. That's R-H-A-D-E-R-M-A-N-N at gmail.com if you want to email us here at the show. So we're going to be talking a lot about small businesses and entrepreneurs and the fundamentals and a lot of the things that business owners can do to really pay attention to detail and, like anything in life, to get the most bang for your buck. So we have a lot of interesting topics to talk about this week. One of the things that I like to talk about more and more is social media, because if you're not involved with social media or if you don't know anything about it, you're really missing out, because in this age, it's really the age of the customer, and you have to know what your customers are doing, where they're going, and pretty much how can they find you. Now, if you've ever listened to any of these Entrepreneur Observer episodes before, you'll know that one of the most important things that you've heard me talk about is the age of the customer. We are now in the age of the customer. We've left the age of the seller. And what I mean by that is customers have more power now than ever before. And the reason that is because all the information that a customer would ever need is available to them. And this is extremely powerful for customers, and they're starting to like that, and they're starting to get used to that. So you have to remember that you have to have, if you're a small business, or if you're selling a product or service, you have to think about search engine optimization and make sure that your product or service is going to be found. And there's a lot of important, I don't want to say tricks to the trade, but there's a lot of things that you need to know where you can get noticed and, like anything, work smart and get noticed, because you got to remember your competition is doing this. Like, let me give you an example. I just realized I've had the same phone, and it's not a smartphone. I've had the same phone now for about 3 years, and it's just a basic phone because I already have the iPad, or not the iPad, the iPod. You know, I'm just the type of person where I don't really need, I believe less is best. I use a phone for the phone, and what I've had is cheap and it works. I can text, although I don't do a lot of texting. It sounds good. I don't really think I lose many calls. I never have anybody say, I can barely hear you, and I have my address book. So I just believe, keep it simple when it comes to a phone. Well, I'm just realizing now, hey, I've had the same phone for 3 years. Let's go ahead and upgrade. So I start looking online, and one thing that I realized is I want to make sure that when I do upgrade my phone, one of the things that I feel is going to be important for me this time is the camera, because when I bought my phone 3 years ago, all phones back then had a camera, but the camera feature wasn't really advanced. We all just accepted, yeah, it's a camera, but a camera phone picture is blurry and not a big deal. If you're out and about and you want to take good pictures, use the real professional phone, which I have. But now I'm at the point where professional camera, which I have. Now I'm at the point where I have a professional Kodak camera, but it's a hassle to bring that thing out. I mean, it takes great pictures, but I don't want to be out in a situation where I'm carrying around this big camera. So my goal is to upgrade my phone and make sure that one of the main features it has this time is a 5-megapixel camera. So it's very easy because I know where to go and I know how to compare and I know how to search for the right camera that I want online, whether it be a Samsung, whether it be an iPhone, whether it be the LG, whether it be the BlackBerry. I'm the customer. I know that I want to search for certain specifications, and the top priority for me in this particular case is to make sure that I have a 5-megapixel phone. Now, just getting off that for a second, let's talk about a small business and why it's so important to be using all of the new social media platforms that are now available. And I'm talking about Facebook, I'm talking about Twitter, I'm talking about LinkedIn. If you're a small business, you always have something going on. There's events, there's trade shows. You really need to understand that a lot of your competition is starting to do a lot of this stuff. You want to be a transparent company to your audience. So any opportunity you have, where if it's a event or a trade show or a conference, make sure you have somebody there within your company that is taking top quality pictures and post it and let people know. And because I'm telling you, it will build brand recognition, and it really doesn't take long to really build a prominent online to have good exposure online. Now let's talk about YouTube. There's other more professional video sharing sites out there. I believe there's one called Vimeo. I know there's about three or four others. It's just a matter of finding them and doing your research. But as a small business, if you are capturing contact information, which any successful small business should be by using a contact management system such as Oracle or Act, if you have email addresses, you're not obviously, not everybody's your customer. However, chances are you have compiled, if you've been in business longer than a year, a pretty lengthy list of prospects and contacts. Well, if you haven't sold 90% of these people a product or service, you really want to take advantage of the cool technology that we have available, and you want to be taking videos and you want to send video messages. Get your message in front of the end user. Another thing you might want to think about too that I just recently started is go ahead and sign yourself up also for Google Alerts. I just went ahead and put my name, Rich Hatterman, as well as Richard Hatterman. You never know. You could be out somewhere at a trade show and somebody there might have a state-of-the-art 5-megapixel Samsung camera, and they might take a video of you and they may post it on their website. Well, hey, that's good cross promotion. So if something like that's out there, you at least want to know about it. So go ahead and sign yourself up for Google Alerts. If my name is being used online, I want to know about it. I just personally feel that video is one of the most exciting technologies that a small business can be using. And believe it or not, folks, I mean, this is nothing new. This has been out there now for a while with all the cool software and the websites, the Facebooks, the Twitters. A lot of companies, a lot of people that I'm talking to, I'm in a fortunate position with my job where I get to talk to a lot of entrepreneurs every day and a lot of startups and a lot of companies where I can help them promote their brand. And I talk to a lot of these people, and you would be surprised, a lot of the people are still behind the eight ball when it comes to using video. Video, in my opinion, is huge and it's exciting, and I think a lot of small businesses might have the wrong opinions or wrong feelings about video. They might automatically think, oh, we can't afford that, or oh, that costs too much money. Get that out of your head. I did some research myself on a couple campaigns that I had worked on over the past few years. You can get, and I'm probably going to be purchasing one myself fairly soon here, you can purchase a high definition, it's a Kodak ZI-8 camera for about $200. It takes, 1180 HD, or is it 1080p, I think it's 1080p or 720p high quality HD video. And you can do nowadays, folks, a very high-tech, state-of-the-art video production of your small business, of your message, and post it online and market this to your database of email address prospects that you've developed over the course of the last year, year and a half, 2 years. it's definitely something you really want to start thinking about doing, and it's very cost effective. Now let's talk about Facebook. I mean, everybody by now probably has Facebook and has their Facebook of all their friends and people that they grew up with, which is good. I think that's neat. Facebook is really, in my opinion, a very neat technology. For me, it makes it a lot easier for me to just stay in touch with everybody. Instead of on a Saturday night at 5 o'clock, before you're ready to go out, call three or four of your friends and see what's going on and where they're going to be, you could just log into Facebook and see certain people online and send a little quick chat and say, hey, what are you doing? Here's what I'm doing. And you could, the key in this day and age is everything is rapidly moving fast. So that's why I like Facebook, is you could pretty much, like anything, get a lot of bang for your buck. You could talk to three or four friends without having to pick up the phone. Now, don't get me wrong, sometimes there are certain people that you need, you know, obviously when you're texting and chatting, your message might not come across as it would over the phone or in person. But there are other times where, you know, you really don't want to take 20 minutes to talk to somebody, because maybe you have to be at the door in 15 minutes, but you wouldn't mind chatting with that person for 2 minutes. So yeah, Facebook is definitely cool to have a personal Facebook account, but if you're a small business, I highly recommend, and I don't know if they still do it anymore, but you used to be able to have a Facebook fan page. I don't know if they discontinued that, but I'm pretty sure that if you're a business, you can also set up a Facebook page for your business. And that would be a great platform for you to promote your videos and messages and pictures of different events that you're doing, and build up a community of followers with that. I'm a firm believer that people like to see video and people like to see pictures. I mean, you hear people talking about blogs. Oh no, I would just rather blog. I would just rather write a weekly blog. That, I know, was pretty popular a couple years ago, but in my opinion, if you're going to do that, I would rather do the same thing, but do it with a video, or do it with an audio, or do it with pictures, just because I am a firm believer that you want to give the public what they have come to expect. And because of Facebook and Twitter, people are in a hurry, so you remember that time is very important, and that's what's neat. It's a lot easier to open up a video or to watch a video or to click a picture than it is to sit down and really focus and concentrate on reading somebody's 200-word text blog. I mean, let's face it, unfortunately, people just aren't reading as much anymore. Now, let's talk about Twitter. You know, Twitter is something that I'm pretty familiar with. A lot of folks that listen to the Entrepreneur Observer know that I worked for a company for 3 years, and it's been about 2 years, but it was called Apex Lending. And we had, and I was in charge of it, I was responsible for it. I still have the actual Twitter page that I post this show on, as a matter of fact. We had built that Twitter page, and Twitter was new at the time, so we were one of the first to get on that bandwagon. But we built it up to where we had about 800 followers, and Apex Lending was a mortgage industry company where we were dealing with mortgage brokers and title companies and real estate agents. So my goal was to try to get the majority of my followers of people that were in the mortgage and real estate industries. Now, we had a pretty good grasp of what we were doing there. We were good at posting information. Back then it was more blogs, because that was a couple years ago. But we had just started to put together the technology where we can send out audio, and we had different conference calls that we would do and meetings and stuff like that. And I found that the more I can be transparent and say, hey guys, we have some new and exciting things going on. Here's the trade show we were just at. Here's the motivational conference call we just did last week. It's amazing. The more we found ourselves posting everything we were doing, our followers, our base of followers, just really exponentially increased like overnight. So we went from like 400 to 500, 500 to 600, 600 to 700 pretty fast. Now, I work for a promotional company and marketing company now to where we really haven't done a lot because everything's about timing. I think my goal has been, let's just go ahead and try to build a base of the kind of followers that we want. But that's the point where we're at now. We're going to start putting out videos and as we run different promotions and stuff, because that's what these people want to see. We want them to engage. We want to engage people into what we're doing. We want to, and what's going to happen is it's going to do the same thing. It's going to exponentially, people are going to tell their friends. Other friends are going to look at on their Twitter accounts and they're going to say, oh, what is this? This sounds interesting. What happens, the thing that's really neat is, you know, you've made it, you know, you've had some success when you send out a good video or send out a tweet of something that's compelling, and then let's say somebody sees that and they like it and they go ahead and retweet it. And let's just say when they retweet it, they may have 5,000 followers. Well, that's how it works. That's how you're going to get another 100 followers just like that. So that's the thing you have to think about, is even social media platforms such as Twitter, they're better now than they were 6 months ago, because the developers of these platforms are constantly realizing that they have to compete too. They have Facebook and LinkedIn, so they are looking for every new technology they can to make sure that they're on top of their game and to make their platform the one that everybody's talking about. So it's definitely something you want to keep in mind, that you can put a post or a message on your blog post or on your Twitter account or on your website, and if you're lucky, somebody may just look at that and read that and find it pretty interesting and decide to retweet it. And you'd be surprised how fast your message can get out there. And if you want more information on this, there's a lady that I listened to, I found on the internet about a week ago. Her name is Kathy Perry, not Katy Perry, Kathy Perry. And I believe, I'll find out and post it for you. I believe it's called Stepping Stones to Success. So she's got a good book on a lot of the social media stuff if it's something that you want to look into and get more information on. And now that I mentioned that, one of the things that she was talking about on this radio show, which just made me remember something, is you have to be careful, because you don't want to turn your friends off. I see, like, I have Facebook, obviously, and one of the things that's a major turnoff, not only to me, but I see other friends commenting on it and making posts, is you have these third-party applications like Farmville and Mafia Wars. Now, I'm sure, and I did the Farmville, actually, when it first came out. I checked it out. I thought it was kind of cool for about a month. And then I realized this is taking way too much of my time. I would rather take this 20 minutes that I'm spending on Farmville and start reading more. So something to there's definitely a better way, obviously, to use your time than playing games. So I got off it. But one thing that I noticed with the game, and me being pretty to go in the phone book, they probably couldn't tell you what they were pulling out of the phone book, but they just knew that they had to do marketing, and 10 years ago that's what they did. They did phone book, they did billboards, they did newspaper, they did magazines, they did radio, they did TV. Well, folks, we are extremely lucky, because now we have social media. And I can honestly tell you that I'm a firm believer that you would get a lot more bang for your buck if you have the right kind of social media marketing plan in place. And I really feel it can work exponentially for you, because there's so many cool things you can do on top of that. Not only can you get a good return, but you could really narrow it down and find out exactly where the people are that you're looking for? Why are they buying from you? You know, there may be situations where you may want to try to promote a certain type of target audience, not necessarily gonna sell them anything, but that's okay. You may have to use some traditional marketing to actually get the actual sale, but you may be in a service or industry or be selling a product or service where the social media, the Twitter, the Facebook isn't going to get you the deal, but it could still get you some good brand recognition. So you really have to be on top, you know, and understand what it is that you're doing, what are the results, what are we looking for. I mean, if you're looking for a 13 to 28 year old, then yeah, Facebook would probably be where you're going to find that type of person, if that's who you're looking to market to. But if you're looking for a 40-year-old or above, they're not really, I mean, they are like me. I'm on Facebook, but that might not be the place where you're going to get me to reel me in for the product or service that you're selling. Because like I said earlier, you know, Facebook for me is just to find out, just to keep tabs on who my friends are, or where my friends are, what they're doing, and that's it. So Facebook may not be a resource to receive marketing if it's somebody that's 40 years or older. But maybe for somebody younger, it could be, depending on what your product or service is. So you have to keep that in mind. So you really have to sit down and ask yourself, is our ideal client on Facebook and Twitter? You know, are you spending an exorbitant amount of effort trying to reel them in on Facebook and Twitter? You could be, and maybe you're missing the boat in that situation. You probably be, you know, they're probably folks that read newspapers or listen to the radio. So social media isn't the way to do things. It's just another weapon we have in our arsenal. It's definitely what I call a marketing arm that you should definitely be using. But chances are there's probably going to be a magic formula where you can use that along with some traditional marketing means as well. So the point I'm trying to make here is you have a profile for your business for certain customers. Find out who they are and find out what I call where they're hanging out, where you can get them. Are they hanging out in the forums? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Or should you be thinking about traditional postcard, letter, newspaper, what have you? Thing you have to remember is, for the most part of the 20th century, we talked a lot about demographics. White male, 35 to 51 years, married, college educated, Hispanic, female, whatever the profile was. But I kind of believe now that people are not really behaving as much like their demographic anymore as they are with the communities that they want to hang out with. And what I mean by that, before social media, we tended to behave more like our demographic, like our education background. But you see, now you could have a PhD hanging out in a community with 18-year-olds talking about comic books. So I think people are behaving more like their communities. And of course, that's got to influence how we approach people. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges that small businesses are having when they're trying to figure out how to approach people. That's like I was saying, you know, in the mortgage industry, in the real estate industry, I realized the best place for me to find my potential prospects was in the mortgage broker forums. And there was a lot of them to choose from. Well, in the industry that I'm in now, where I deal with merchants and retailers, there really aren't any forums. However, for every negative, there's a positive. We have something that's actually better than forums, which are aggregators, which are similar to forums, but they're a community, what I consider a community, where the type of clients, the type of prospects that I'm looking for, I'm going to find them listed on these aggregator sites. So that's why we are in such a great time, because now we have, with all the social media and the LinkedIn and the Facebook and the Twitters, and there's probably even other social media platforms that I'm not even mentioning. I'm just talking about the big ones. Between social media as well as the traditional marketing resources, there's so many more ways that we can get our message out there, and so many more resources. We have so many more tools to find our potential prospects and find out where are they hanging out. So it's something that every small business owner needs to constantly check in and assess. Hey, you're listening to the Entrepreneur Observer. My name is Richard Hatterman. You can email us here at rhadermann@gmail.com. Stay with us. You know it.